KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 30 degrees. We look for skies to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston report the arrest Saturday afternoon of a man on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse by strangulation and false imprisonment. 55-year-old Michael Allen Fry of Creston was arrested at around 1:15 p.m. and later released on $5,000 bond. 40-year-old Wayne Michael Ripperger of Afton was arrested early Sunday morning by Creston police for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ripperger was later released on $1,000 bond. Sunday afternoon, 18-year-old Brandon Lee Barrett of Afton was arrested at the Union County Jail on warrants for theft in the second degree, conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony, and burglary in the third degree. Barrett was being held in the jail on $5,000 bond. Also arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on Sunday was 52-year-old Luis Michael Bender of Creston, who was charged with driving while suspended. Bender was subsequently released on $300 bond. Last Friday, 57-year-old James Matthew Portwood of Creston was arrested at the Union County LEC on two warrants for theft in the third degree. He was later released on a bond of unknown amount. And on Saturday, 22-year-old Trevor James Perrigo of Creston was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. He was later released on $300 bond. Creston police said also that a resident reported that someone had taken a pair of Beats by Dre headphones. The item was taken from 401 South Vine Street sometime between January and February. The loss was estimated at $500. The Cass County Health System will continue with its Healthy You Lunch series this Thursday with Metabolic Syndrome, What You Need to Know. Tammy Byerline, ANRP, or their ARNP, and Emily Kringle, registered dietitian, both with CCHS, will present the program. Tammy says they'll discuss risk factors and complications for metabolic syndrome, as well as diet and lifestyle changes that can make an impact on your health. Metabolic syndrome is a group of medical conditions that increase the risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Typically, it involves high blood pressure, high blood sugar level, excess body fat, and high cholesterol levels. According to the American Heart Association, individuals with metabolic syndrome have about a twofold increase in risk for heart attack or stroke when compared to individuals who do not have metabolic syndrome. Healthy You is a free lunch series that focuses on a different health topic each month. Attendees receive a free lunch in addition to an educational program presented by medical professionals. Future topics include podiatry, caring for children, dementia, and joint health. The lunch program will be held at noon on Thursday, March 26th in Conference Room 2 at the CCHS. For more information or to make a reservation, call 243-7479. The Young Professionals of Atlantic will host the second annual awards luncheon on April 29th and are seeking community-wide nominations for those awards. The awards are designed to recognize the achievements of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in his or her profession and community. The awards are open to any young professional that meets the criteria of professional age 21 to 40 as of November 1st of last year, is employed by a chamber member business or organization, and resides within Cass County. Young professionals will be nominated for their excellence in four different categories: newcomer, entrepreneur, business leader, and public servant. There will also be one Young Professional Choice Workplace Award given that recognizes companies who effectively train, attract, retain, and develop young professionals. Individuals can nominate their company or another company, and companies must be Atlantic Chamber members. To nominate, go to www.atlanticiowa.com for a nomination form or stop by the Chamber office at 102 Chestnut Street and pick one up. All nomination forms that are submitted must be done by Monday, April 6th at noon. The nominations will then be reviewed by a selection committee, and the award recipients in all four categories in the Young Professional Choice Award will be recognized and celebrated at the April 29th Awards Luncheon. Elsewhere in state news, in Iowa, adoptive parents are closely watching a bill in the legislature that would expand some time-off entitlements when they bring a child home. The legislation would essentially require an employer that offers some forms of paid time-off or other entitlements for the birth of a child to do the same for an employee who's adopted a child in the past 12 months. The Senate passed the measure last Thursday. Representative Joel Fry, a Republican from Osceola, is seeking bipartisan support in the House. Most people in the country rely on private benefits or unpaid leave through federal law for the birth or adoption of a child. Iowa could become one of the only states requiring some time off entitlements for adoptive parents. The top Democrat at the Iowa State House says a wide-ranging bill that's eligible for debate in the Senate needs some additional work before senators would consider making changes in the state's gun laws.
There are people in law enforcement that have suggested they see some things that could be significant improvements in our current law.
That's Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall from Council Bluffs. Gronstall says establishing a uniform license for permits to carry a concealed weapon seems most likely, along with a move to create a statewide database of permit holders.
So that law enforcement in Pottawatomie County would know something from Scott County and would be able to make that uniform. Also so that if somebody was stopped, they could quickly ascertain whether or not that person did have a legal permit. So I think there's some law enforcement people working on coming up with some compromise on that legislation, but all of that is a work in progress at the moment.
Gronstall says another bill that would get rid of the state's ban on silencers, which suppress the sound of a gunshot, likely could pass the Senate. The House on March 10th passed a bill that dealt with suppressors and concealed weapons permits, as well as a collection of other gun-related issues. Critics are calling for senators to shelve that bill because one section of it would essentially do away with Iowa's three-day waiting period for the purchase of a handgun. Gronstall isn't addressing that specific concern, but he offers this.
I think it's unlikely we will consider the House bill.
Gronstall says senators are instead working on rewriting their own bill. Representative Matt Winschittle, a Republican from Missouri Valley, is a gun rights advocate who argues there is no three-day waiting period in Iowa for the purchase of long guns like rifles and shotguns, so there's no reason to have it for handguns. In 2010, the legislature made significant changes that made it easier for Iowans to acquire a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Tens of thousands of Iowans applied for and got a permit, which lasts for 5 years. That means tens of thousands of those permits will come up for renewal in 2016, and Winschittle says legislators should at least take steps to make the renewal process smoother.
And make sure that the sheriffs were having the training requirements and the legislation they felt were necessary for public safety, and at the same time making sure that we weren't being stringent or restrictive on Iowans exercising their Second Amendment rights.
Winschittle is a trained gunsmith who works for the Union Pacific Railroad and for his family's gun shop in Missouri Valley. Well, the Des Moines City Council is scheduled to vote on pay raises today that would include a hike of 70% for the mayor. The raise would take the mayor's pay in the capital city to $52,000 starting in 2016. Compensation for city council members would rise 22% to $26,000 from $21,340 a year. Councilman Chris Coleman says, "I'm not quite sure we'll recruit the very best citizens to fill this role in the future if we don't increase the salary." The raises would be the first for Des Moines elected officials in 10 years. State law requires that an election take place before council-approved pay changes take effect. The next city election is November the 3rd. The pay raises would then begin in January. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.